I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
54-year-old LaDonna was at a park in Mansfield, Ohio, which I've been to. Not this park, but I go by Mansfield, Ohio every time I visit my grandma and my mom in Ohio. So I kind of know where this happened. And LaDonna, well, she was hitting the bottle. LaDonna was drinking. There was an event going on where kids and parents could take pictures with the Easter Bunny, and LaDonna wanted in on that action. So while she was posing for photos, she made some lewd comments.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, LaDonna, I don't know about that. When she was done making the lewd comments, she walked off and hopped on a carousel. It's not clear what the lewd comments were, but I don't know. Talking all dirty to the Easter Bunny.
Let's not say we did when it comes to flirting with a bunny like that.
I bet I can make your bunny hop, hey. The cops were told about it. They questioned her and noticed, wait a minute, your eyes are pretty bloodshot, and her speech was slurred, terrible. It was just bad. So they arrested her for public drunkenness, and at this point, she's not facing any charges for the lewd comments, but she already did get charged with that public kind of intoxication. Your next story, around 5 a.m. last Thursday, a man went to a clothing store in Brooklyn, New York, and he stood outside, and he made the sign of a cross. Then he grabbed a brick and threw it through the glass door.
Whoa, that escalated quickly.
Well, he tried to throw it through the door, but Jesus took the wheel.
Jesus took the wheel.
And said, no, 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 child. Well, then he picked it up, threw it again, and yeah, it broke. So I guess Jesus didn't have much power in that situation. The guy went inside after he broke the glass, stole about 18 pieces of clothing, then he ran off. The cops have the surveillance footage of him crossing himself off, breaking the door and stealing the clothing. So what a perfect thing to do just before Easter. And your final Dummy of the Day story today on the Joe and Alex Show sounds like something that could have happened if I had a little sister instead of a little brother. Police in Wyoming arrested a 20-year-old man who threw a hot burrito at his younger sister.
Oh.
After police officers responded to a call, the mother of both involved told the officers that the two had gotten into an argument about a cup.
Just a waste of a burrito, man.
Oh, I agree. That's actually the true story here. That should be the crime. The man believed his sister had taken that cup that he'd been drinking out of. When the mom asked him, hey, can you just leave, like, defuse the situation? He became angry. He's like, fine, take her side. I see how it is.
Moms always do that. They always take the littlest sibling side.
Well, I mean, you kind of have to if they can't defend themselves, even if they're wrong, just to defuse it. That's when he lost his cool. He threw the burrito that had just been removed from the microwave. That right there is like throwing a Molotov cocktail. You throw a hot burrito, it's like, poof, you know what I mean? Like the burrito goo goes
everywhere.
It's going everywhere. Yes, the officer, this is so funny. They're saying it caused burns on her arms. The officer photographed the girl's arm and saw a red mark, quote, consistent with something like hot burritos striking her.
Interesting.
Yep, the man refused to appear in court. The man failed to comply with a court order, and he failed to pay an order by a judge 7 times. He was finally arrested for not doing any of that, so those right there are your tasty dummies of the day here on the Joe and Alex Show.